Atlanta, Georgia, and we are excited on this wonderful Wednesday, and we are about to turn the call over to our hostess. We bless the Lord for this mighty woman of God who is making a difference in all of our lives, and we praise God for her obedience to the call of the Master. Dr. Vanessa, are you on the call this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Master's Morning Call. I'm going to turn it over to our host this morning. Ms. Tiffany, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Vanessa. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Excited about what God is doing. Take it away.
Amen, amen. We praise God and we welcome each of you to the TMC, the Master's Call, on this wonderful Wednesday morning. And we are looking forward for wonderful things to happen from the Lord today. So we get up early in the morning seeking the Lord's presence, seeking His face, seeking His will to be done in our lives. And we thank each one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. We bless God for each of you. And we are in the middle of the week, October the 5th, 2011. And we are ready to move forward. I mean, that message that we had yesterday has set my soul on fire, and it is still in that position right now. And I thank God for this call and for each of you who have joined us here on the Master's Call. The Master's Call started on October the 25th of 2010. The founder of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts in Colorado Springs, and the co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Texas, decided to submit to God and to obey God and His will in bringing about the Master's Call. And the Master Call continues to go on each and every Monday through Friday at this time. And we thank God because as the call continues to move forward, it not only continues to move forward, but it is growing. And we thank God that you guys are passing the word on, that you are being blessed by the Master's Call, and you're inviting others. Like I always say, send a text, send a message, share with someone just how you started your day, and allow that person to be blessed, to be enriched, to be empowered and enhanced as you. The scripture reference that we stand on for this call can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So see, that tells us in the morning when we get on this call, we get on this call because we are seeking the Lord. We are seeking Him first, and we are putting Him as the priority in our lives. And the mission statement for this call is to enrich, to empower, and enhance believers as they begin their day, as you submit to the will of God to be that minister in the marketplace. So we welcome each one of you. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor on this call, and we're sending out the invitation to anyone to join us, prayer intercessors on this line, and you would just send a email to our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you would like to review any of the messages that you have heard, maybe you missed the one from yesterday and you can't call back the playback number today, but you can go online to our website, which is available 24/7, and that web address is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages have been archived by Dr. Vanessa so eloquently on that website. So it's truly a blessing to have a call that you call into and then know that you could go to a website, which is really rare, and find all the messages have been archived there. So we welcome you to visit that website at any time. So at this time, if you are an artist distributor on this line, then I would like you to go into your back office, and not even just go into your back office, but make the call today. Call the 1-866 number and ask the customer service representative, what are the specials for today? Because, see, all the time the specials aren't listed in your back office, but sometimes there may be a buy two, get one free. Now, don't say that you heard that from me, but I just say call the number and see what they have to tell you, because, see, I called on yesterday, and I heard something about buy two, get one free, and now it's up to you to find out what is Tiffany talking about. And if you're not an artist distributor on this line, then I invite you to go back to the person who invited you and ask them, what is Artist International about? We thank God for the DS De Leon family, and we thank them that they have given us the opportunity to share in their vision, which is changing lives internationally all over the world. At this time, I would like to ask for Minister Candy if she would come to the line this morning and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead.
God. Father God, we come this morning just to thank you. We worship you, Lord God. We glorify your holy name. We praise you, Lord, because you alone are worthy of our praise. Father God, we thank you for the ministry of this call. We thank you for the vision you gave Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa for agreeing to host and go the distance with her for this call, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for her continuing relentlessly on this mission that you have given them, Lord. So bless them, Lord, and keep them. Father God, we yield this call this morning to you. Let your anointing govern the atmosphere. Bless the speaker as he gives voice to your word. Continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family and the artist business. Father God, we turn our attention to you now, to the speaker, and let the words touch our hearts with that which each and every person needs, Lord God. Father God, we thank and praise you for this speaker as they give voice to your word. And Father God, we just thank and praise you that we will receive this morning, we will be able to go out and use it to better our lives for your glory. And we ask these blessings and we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Minister Candy. Thank you for opening us up with the word of prayer. At this time, it is a privilege and a pleasure and an honor for me to bring to you the speaker for the Master's Call on this wonderful Wednesday morning. He has been delivering the word for the past 14 years. He is the pastor of Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Louisiana. He is a son. He is a father. He is a husband. He is the husband of Marcia Brown. He is the father of Charles III and Christina Eve, and he is a man who is on fire for God. He is also the author of The Death of the Desperate Woman, and if you have not read that book, then I ask that you tap into it to see what it's about. You can find him on Facebook under Pastor Chuck Brown, and at this time, he is the man who is teaching us truly what favor is all about. So at this time, as we go into favor part two, it is my pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than my brother, Dr. Chuck Brown at this time. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I cannot see Pastor Chuck on the line. I have texted him, and I'm not sure where he is this morning, but I know he has been working in the studio all night, and I am not sure where he is, but I'm sure everything is okay. So, as always, we will step in and continue to let the word of God go forth. I do have a word that I will bring to you all this morning, and I'm sure we'll have Chuck back. We were so spoiled yesterday when he stepped in and taught on favor, but we're going to continue just making sure that we all hear the word of God. A message that I ministered a couple of years ago, and the Lord has been dealing with me about it, and I've been doing research on it. So I'm going to talk this morning about standing for the Lord. The acronym God gave me a while back for STAND was to stay tall, anchored, never deviating. stay or even stand tall, anchored, never deviating. And the Lord has been dealing with me because in the wind of the Spirit, the body of Christ, many of us are tired. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired. We've been fighting, and we know the Word says fight the good fight of faith in Timothy, and we know that we're more than an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in Revelation 12:11. And we know what the Word says, but sometimes we get battle weary. We get fatigued in the fight. And these are the times that I want to speak to your spirit and encourage your heart this morning that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, that we have to stand. And our text that we're going to use this morning comes from a very, very familiar passage in Ephesians 6:10-13. Because we say it, but I really want to illuminate it to your heart in a new way, in a new insight from a different perspective this morning, and stir you up again to remind you that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, and to remind us that don't get mad at the person. Don't get mad at Kevin. Get mad at the jealousy that's operating in Kevin. Don't get mad at Sharon, how she was short with you. Get mad at the lack of patience in her. Get mad at the spirit. And in Ephesians 6, when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, that 10-13 verse reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy." So you got to quit being spiritual streakers. Every morning, get dressed in the armor. Speak it over your own self. Put on your armor. Then verse 12 goes on to read, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And our key verse, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand." You know, I teach a lot about us having trust, a lot about us having faith, a lot about hope, just all those things that keep us putting one foot in front of the other. And I do it so much mainly because in the body of Christ, as I travel all around the country, here in the wind of the Spirit, we've been listening to too much of CNN. You know, it's good, and I encourage us to read the news, but sometimes it's the constantly negative news that wears us down. We let too much in our spirit. We forget that it's a fixed fight. We forget that we've read the back of the book, and God wins. And we know that in Christ we may lose a few battles, but we're not going to lose this war. Why? Because we have to choose to stand. And God gave me the S-A-S-T-A-N-D that I want to go over, really just to stir your heart, to be a cheerleader in your spirit this morning, to remember you're not going to go out like this. The devil is not going to win. You may have taken a licking. I love when I was in seminary at Oral Roberts, and my pastor used to say something. I look at him like crazy sitting out in the audience. But the more you keep on living, it made sense. He said, you know, we got to be like a postage stamp, that we take a licking, but we keep on sticking. You know, when you stick that postage stamp, we don't even have to lick it nowadays. They got the adhesive for us. That's the adhesive of God, the Holy Spirit, trying to keep you jailed with your purpose, trying to keep you focused on the dream that God's given you. And even though the enemy's trying to make you feel like it's a nightmare, you're going to keep standing. Why? Because this month has more activity in the realm of the Spirit. You know, I talked Monday about the number of 10, meaning completeness of order, completeness of order. And the numbers are very, very, very important to God. And as we are in these last 90 days toward the 12, and that's government, that's when it's all established, God's trying to get some order right. Well, of course, the devil would be the most active with Halloween, and we cannot be naive about the weapons of warfare, and we cannot be like an ostrich with our head in the sand, that the devil is not trying to hurt us. He's trying to kill us. But we ain't going out like that. You know, with all my degrees, we ain't going out like that. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. And yes, you got a bad report. Yes, somebody may have let you down. Yes, you may be in that valley. But the word of God says in Psalms, that 23rd Psalms, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He didn't tell you to plant in the valley. He didn't tell you to buy land and build a condo and build a 7-Eleven around the corner. You're going through the valley. And you're going to stand and watch and believe that your God is going to show up and show out. First, when we talk about standing, we're talking about being strong. Well, Dr. Vanessa, how do you be strong? It's kind of rough over here at the home team. Well, how do we do that? First, there's some basic things we got to do to be standing. This is a mental ascent. Then remember, I always say on this call, make sure we're doing all we're supposed to do. Then we know God's going to show up and do all we cannot do. See, first, there ought to be a daily diet of eating the Word, reading your Bible, and reading it, asking God for the rhema, for the revelatory things, asking God to illuminate. Every time, as many years as I've studied this Bible and read the Word, I have never opened it up without saying, God, give me a new insight. God, show me, reveal to my heart, bring it to my mind and my understanding. Speak to my heart, Lord, so that it's not just me saying I read my scriptures, did my daily bread, and boom, I'm ready to go. No, I want me and God to hang out. I want to hear from heaven through his written word because I know his word will forever stand every day. Most of us don't ever go a day without eating, and hopefully we don't go a day without brushing our teeth, showering, the things you do every day as you're standing. Stand on the word of eating it, meditating it. Joshua 1:8 means you eat it and you let those scriptures reverberate in your mind. That's how you drive out fear. That's how you drive out doubt. That's how you drive out inconsistency in your own self. It's many times I feel like a holy schizo because I say, God, I know, then the devil hits me. I'm like, woo, then I have to, okay, if the word say it, I'm more than a conqueror. You got to encourage yourself by reading the word. Practice his presence. I thank God that when I was in school, I met Tim Story years ago, and he really became a close part and is in my life, and he drilled in us. You know, a few of us got together and said, okay, now if I done left corporate America and given up everything as an engineer, this stuff is going to work, Lord. And Tim would always talk to us about practicing God's presence. He said, you don't need the props. It's great to have the music, the praise music, but your mouth is an instrument of music. Your hands, lift them up. Get in a routine. Every day I'm walking through this room celebrating Jesus, ushering in, activating the atmosphere. See, some of y'all feel it right now coming into your room because I'm speaking to your spirit this morning. But you got to learn to practice his presence. Get used to being in the presence of God. I love when he shows up and I smell a fragrance of God. Yeah. It's not just for us ministers or leaders. It's for anybody who will practice. And when you practice, you're good at it. You know, the first time you may start saying, I love you, Lord. I worship you, God. It's all about you. Your mind is wrestling. This is silly. This ain't going to work. I don't know why I'm doing this. Oh, but if you keep on doing it, if you keep on trusting God, keep on practicing, saying, like I play piano, started playing when I was 8 years old, and boy, my brothers used to come around the corner like, are you through yet? You know, you sound real bad when you first start playing any instrument. When I played the clarinet, I was squeaking more than I was playing music. But as you keep on doing it with anything, and especially his presence, because Psalm 16:11 says, in his presence is fullness and joy. And then we want to say only what God says about it. See, I'm talking about those things we can do when we're standing. See, I don't care how bad it looks, how bad it feels. We've got to rope in our emotions. You know, we talk a lot on this line about being spirit-led and not emotionally led. God gives you emotions, but they must submit to the Spirit of the Lord. What is the Word of God saying? So when you want to flesh out, cuss somebody out, not even curse, you want to go a homegrown C-U-S-S cuss, you hear those words rolling in your head, you tell those emotions, come back, that was in my BC days, that was before Christ, when I would act ignorant, no, I was acting ignorant, I-G-N-A-N-T, that's not me anymore, I'm bringing in my emotions, and the Word of God says, I wrestle not against flesh and blood. I'm not going to climb off this place of growth and purpose to get down in the gutter and act a fool with them. Come on, I'm talking to someone because you're already playing. Even after this call this morning, you had somebody you were going to get told at work today. You had somebody, they ain't going to get by with it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, and we're learning to stand and to only say what God says about us. I hear my mother in my head all the time when I deal with certain folks, saints and ain'ts, and hear her say, oh, some people, baby, you got to love the hell out of them. They got so much hell up in them. Let the agape love. Because the worst thing you can do to somebody who's trying to misuse you, who's trying to deliberately abuse you, is just keep on smiling, keep on loving them. Love the hell out of people and speak what the word says. Some of it is family, folks. You laying beside them, hallelujah. But you got to keep loving people. That's the mission of Christ. That's the word of God. And then next is the action. Working our faith muscles. So we got to read the word to get his instructions. We got to practice his presence so we know when it's God and we'll know when it's not God. We've got to say and know the word and say only what he says. And then you got to put some action to it. Working our faith muscles in God's gym. Love in action. Choosing to be a blessing to others. See, it's seed time and harvest. And that's just not money. You want to sow seeds of kindness every day. See, whether we like it or not, we are always sowing seeds. See, when you are kind to someone, that's a seed you sow that will come back and be a harvest. But if you're rude to folks, if you just mean-spirited, ugly, that's a seed you're sowing. And so when it comes back in you through your children, through in situations where you need mercy and you show no mercy, you're going to get back the harvest. Of sometimes the justice when we are asking for God's grace and mercy. We all are sowing seeds. We need to make sure when we choose to walk out this thing called Christianity that we're sowing seeds that glorify our God. That's why I teach so strongly about be his minister in the marketplace. Many of us, the only Jesus somebody's going to see is us. That's why the word says we're his living epistle. We're the letter that writes on the tablets of people's hearts. How do you handle anger? Because it's going to come. But see, Ephesians 4 tells us to be angry and what? Sin not. When I used to first read that, I said, well, Paul, that ain't no fun. To be angry and sin not. Shoot, I want to lay hands on them suddenly. Want to knock the yes out of them. And he said, no. Be angry. I didn't tell you you couldn't have the emotions. But I'd never give you license to sin with it. See, that's going to set somebody free just right there. That's your nugget for the month. And see, we can't justify things that don't line up with God's word. We have to choose to be a blessing. We've got to choose to do the right thing. See, that's when you're in God's faith gym. That's when he's building your faith muscles. That's when he's teaching you how to stand. That's when you're learning how to be that living epistle. And that's what it looks like when you're being the minister in the marketplace, that you're handling being patient. You're handling speaking the word on a situation and watching God work a miracle so that others who believe that miracles only happen for other folks see you be a miracle in the making. You know, when folks see me now and they remember how, you know, if you go to Spelman right now and ask people, do you remember Vanessa Weatherspoon? They'll say, but you say, do you remember Spoon, that AKA from Texas? They'll say, oh, yeah, I remember her. Oh, she was a party animal. And I'm not proud of it, but I tell folks, if you didn't enjoy college, don't worry about it. I partied for you, for me, your brother, your cousin, but I did graduate. But I know that those things I did back then, foolish. But it was protected by my mother's prayer. So now that I know better, I have to do better. And now I stand on God's word and don't do a holy hustle and try to justify it. I don't buy hot things and say, well, God just had that person on the side of the road with those purses. And you know they hot. You know they were stolen from somebody's warehouse. Quit spiritualizing sin. See, when you stand for the Lord, the little tests come, and you got to pass the little test as well as the big. Just 2 days ago, I was going through McDonald's drive-thru, and I gave the little young guy, could have been, I had like a high school, $10, and he gave me back in change, $10 and some other dollars. And I said, son, you gave me $10 too much. And he looked at me and said, are you sure? I gave you $10. I said, no. I said, you know what, I'm going to pass the test. He said, yeah, you're that pastor. And see, if I would have just kept that 10 and say, oh, Lord, thank you for that blessing. That's my gas money. Some of y'all on this line need to say, amen, oh me. But I knew that was a test of the enemy for the little things, the little foxes that spoil the vine, because I'm believing God for some big things. What am I saying this morning? Stand. Be strong in the Lord. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Do right because you're his living epistle. Speak what he says about you because you're his minister in the marketplace. You're the light and sometimes the only light people will see. And as we do that, our God will be glorified. We will be edified. And that old dirty devil will be terrified. This morning, I'm encouraging your hearts. Don't go really in well-doing. It's a fixed fight, and we win. But in this process of God purging you, perfecting you for purpose, stand, knowing that all is well. Amen and amen. Back to you, Ms. Tiffany.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for challenging our hearts and our spirits and our souls this morning to stand. Whatever you do, stand. Stand. Tall, anchored, never deviated. What a word, what a word, what a word. And today, that is your challenge. Do the right thing. Be the light in the dark place. Choose today to stand. And when you know better, she said, you do better. So that means that we have no excuse because every day we dial into the master's call and we're challenged day by each message that is brought forth so we can do better and be better. God bless you, woman of God, and we thank you. At this time, I would like to ask Minister Kathy if she would come to the line. She greeted us all this morning, but I'm asking her to come to the line right now and close us out in prayer. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Mr. Tiffany?
I can. Go ahead, my sister.
Excellent. Well, we bless God for the word of God this morning. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this word that you have brought forth and blessed our hearts today to encourage us. Oh, God, those of us that have been warring and got a few hits and knocks and bruises over just very, very recently. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word has declared that we are, when we've done all to stand, that we are to stand. And thank you for the woman of God who has sown it into our hearts today. We bless you, Lord God, for her being an open vessel, ready vessel, Lord God, and being ready at all times. I pray, Lord God, that you pour back into her what she has given out to us today. Build her up, Lord God. Make sure that every need that she has, God, is met in the name of Jesus. She gives so unselfishly. Lord, and I pray, Lord God, that you give her a hundredfold return for all that she's given to us today. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone else that is on this call today and all that is on our prayer list today. Lord God, those that are sick and shut in, Father, we're praying against the spirit of infirmity now, and we're praying for healing, God, in their bodies in the name of Jesus. We're standing in the gap still for Kip, Lord God, and we're thanking you that you're the God that can answer the prayer that we've been praying concerning his body, Lord God, and providing him with a transplant that he needs. Father, we're believing you because you are right now, God. You are our Jehovah, and we love and appreciate you, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You're the one that provides for all of our needs, God. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the one who heals, oh God, all of our diseases. And we thank you, Lord God, that we speak right now over all of our prayer, everyone that's on our prayer list today, and we're laying them before you right now, God, and we're asking you to meet every need, Father, and we're thanking you for it now in the name of Jesus. We stand now, God, with our armor on, and we declare, Lord God, that every weapon that the enemy tries to send against our lives, Lord God, it's got to return now in the name of Jesus. It can't even penetrate the weapon, the armor that we have on because of the blood of Jesus and because of you, our God. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, and we come against every diabolical assignment of the enemy, and we declare and decree, Lord God, that we will walk out and do everything that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory for this wonderful Wednesday. I pray, Lord God, for everyone that's on this call, that they'll continue to be blessed and walk in the fullness of you and stand, therefore, in the midst of everything that's going on in their lives. Help us to hold fast to your word and declare it in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy. We receive that word. Thank you for sealing our call out and sealing that word. We thank you, Minister Candy, for greeting us and Minister Candy for opening us up in a word of prayer, and for Minister Kathy for greeting us this morning. Pastor Vanessa, thank you very much for that word. Stand, stand tall, anchor, never deviate it. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, we thank God for you. May God continue to bless you as you submit and obey the call of the Master to be that great minister in the marketplace. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and we'll hear you on the call tomorrow. God bless you. We love you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.